I just want to make sure you notice Jessie Carlson's name on this slide, because she was very she was contracted by NASN to do the evaluation. And this presentation is, we can see why we were kind of paired up here. I was charged with reporting on some of the evaluation outcomes for what's happened here in Colorado. So the objective for this little session is to identify three areas of school nursing practice, not practiced, related to diabetes management at school as a result of what's been going on here in Colorado. And while I don't have any conflict of interest, I do want to acknowledge that this was a CDC-funded project. So the project that Kathy talked about, the CDC-funded project that we kind of came in and partnered with Colorado, was titled Managing and Preventing Diabetes and Weight Gain. It was a 5-year funded project that ended in February, and it had both a diabetes management and a diabetes prevention arm to the program. And we had 4 other sites around the country where we were doing this project, both the diabetes management, which Kathy was describing, as well as the prevention. But in Colorado, we really just focused on the management part of it. Kathy mentioned 2005 was when the collaborative started. There was actually some, you know, high-level kind of meetings happening between the consultant at that time and myself, going out to dinner with a glass of wine, and we were talking about what NASN was doing with this MAP project and what was transpiring in Colorado. So in 2006, we had an MOU between NASN and Colorado. Colorado agreed to let us have access to the nurses to evaluate. They agreed to implement the strategies of the MAP program, and we agreed to bring in the HANDS workshop, which was that educational workshop that she talked about, and to train a trainer. The HANDS workshop is co-presented by a CDE and a school nurse, so we have a team that is trained to do that here in Colorado. And of course, just my background, I have to at least give the theoretical framework that's behind MAP and the diabetes resource nurse. We were applying, the MAP program applies the healthy learner model for student chronic condition management, and we got permission to alter it a little bit for diabetes. You can see here the key components. There has to be evidence-based practice. That's why we had the HANDS workshop and all the workshops that were happening for the DRNs. Capacity building, that's that ongoing work that's happening and that Kathy is still looking for funding to continue building that capacity. You can see here one of the components of this model is the resource nurse. Partnership with healthcare providers, partnership with families, you heard Kathy talk about that. And then there's 2 prerequisites for this model, and that's the professional school nurse and evaluation with the outcome of having a healthy learner. So I just had to give a plug for our conceptual model. Schools in Colorado, what's the background for this? Well, Kathy's already talked about it. There's 17 urban, 24 rural, 23 frontier districts, sorry. The issues, as Kathy mentioned, are similar in Colorado as they are across the country. The student with diabetes in Colorado, there were some unique things. Kathy mentioned the ADA survey that pointed out some of the concerns the parents were having. And she already mentioned that 50% of the parents in that first year felt that they weren't having their diabetes management needs met. Also, there's language and cultural issues here in Colorado. And as Kathy mentioned, unique to Colorado, there's really one major pediatric pediatric endocrinology practice that oversees most of the kids here in Colorado. School nurse, again, Kathy's covered the ratio. The other issue is school nurses, and I think you were getting at that when you asked how does one nurse when they've got 2,000 students. There's other competing health issues that the school nurse has to deal with. Delegation, while not done in every state, is done here in Colorado, so that was a unique characteristic, done in varied ways across the state. And another big plus here in Colorado is a strong school nurse association. So the need was identified, and the collaborative responded here in Colorado. So I'm not going to go into any more about how the collaborative happened, but I will talk about then how we got the voice from the field, what was happening. So our methodology, again, was to partner with MIPH, Minnesota Institute of Public Health, and we did surveys of the school nurses after they had done had a consultation with the DRN, after they had gone to the continuing education sessions. There was a Colorado school nurse survey that was really outside of the MAP project, and I'll talk about that a little bit. The DRNs were surveyed. The DRNs kept a survey log, and then that parent survey, where the title of this talk is supposed to be the school nurse voice. You can't talk about what school nurses are doing without talking about what happens, the parent's perception. So the DRN voice. Kathy mentioned some of the outcomes from the DRN perspective, that they did feel like they had enhanced skills and knowledge. And skills mostly, not just with the hands-on, how to deal with the pump so that you can educate the practicing school nurse, but consultative skills. When you get into the literature about resource nurses, a lot is around coaching and consultation versus hands-on care. The trends of the DRN consultation, so Kathy did not mention, went from specific tasks to more global focus. And I thought this quote from one of the DRNs kind of captured it. The networking, extensive resources, and reference materials provided has helped us to become better advocates and liaisons between the school and home, home and teachers and staff. You already saw this slide from Kathy, but you did not see this with the themes. And this is where it demonstrates the first year the themes of consultation were like about specific diabetes tasks. And near the end, the third year, it's more global issues. How do you delegate? What is nursing delegation? How do you interact with a parent who has concerns? So, and then we got voice from the practicing school nurse. Overall, they felt the consultations were positive. They have positive feedback on the hands workshop that we talked about, and we have some data on changes in clinical practice. From the perception of the DRN, from the school nurse's perception of the consultations, all 3 years reported that there was an increase in their knowledge after they had had the consultation. They reported that the consultations were good to excellent. And the only area that was a little, and I'm just paraphrasing from all the different variables that we were looking at, the forms. They stumbled on the forms. And we didn't ask this question the first year, but the other 2 years we did. And that has caused some concern about how to really implement. It's a great concept to have this standardized forms for across the state, but they still struggle some with implementing that. Again, the hands event, this is an all-day workshop, face-to-face kind of workshop with school nurses. It's developed by school nurses. It was, if any of you knew of the PEDS workshop that happened with California, it's kind of evolved from PEDS. Anyway, this is now the NASN workshop that focuses on school nurses' role in diabetes management. They strongly agreed that their professional growth was enhanced. You can see those percentages. And they strongly agreed that it was very pertinent to school nursing. The only area that we got negative feedback from the hands workshop was, again, forms. That is understandable, though, because hands has lots of examples of forms. Hands is a national program, not just a Colorado program. And the nurses in Colorado were only interested in what their standardized forms were. They didn't want to hear about the hands forms. And that's understandable. Clinical practice. We were fortunate enough there was a graduate student in the state that was doing part of her graduate work, a school nurse survey, and so she was looking at nursing practice related to diabetes management. So this was not really part of the MAP program that was happening at the other sites across the country. And the issues here that we tracked were delegation, the percentage who reported frequently or always training individuals per the student's IHP, of course, per their care plan. It increased from year one to year two. The percentage who reported delegating glucagon increasing quite a bit, and Kathy alluded to that too. The percentage that reported having an individualized health care plan in place actually dropped, and that was not very good to see. And diabetes care tasks, such as just all the different tasks, the greatest increase was with insulin and glucagon administration. And school policies, the percentage of school nurses who reported having policies or procedures in place, such as glucagon policies, that they increased. And this school nurse knowledge, that's fine. That looks like it's a bad number, but it was the percentage of nurses reporting that they needed more knowledge. We have a 2008-2009 survey that was done. NASN funded that with MIPH again. We do have the data, but I'm just not prepared to report on that today. The parent voice, I think Kathy's already gone over this very well, and you saw this slide. The one issue reporting the emergencies, though, this was an interesting finding. How come there was an increase in parents reporting that there was a school emergency? Well, when we looked at the data, though, it seemed that they were feeling more confident, as you can see at the top row, with overall diabetes management, and now they were able to kind of focus in on some of the more idiosyncrasies of their student. So maybe carb counting wasn't happening the way they liked it, and they were labeling it an emergency. So at least that's the way we explained that one away. And we're sticking to that. So I guess in summary, and Kathy kind of has already alluded to this, evaluating the healthy learner model being implemented in Colorado revealed several areas of reported improvement in nursing practice. From the DRN, they reported increased and enhanced consultative skills as well as hands-on skills. From the practicing school nurse, they reported increased ability to use nursing delegation, they increased knowledge from DRN consultation, and enhanced professional growth because of the hands workshop. And from the parents, they reported increased comfort in the way their child was being managed at school. They reported increased number of staff being trained in insulin and glucagon administration, and they reported an increase in the number of IHPs. I don't know if you noticed that on the slide, even though the school nurses are reporting less IHPs being in place. So I would have to just kind of echo what Kathy said, that the result of implementing this project, we feel that the students in Colorado are safe, healthy, and ready to learn. And with that, I'll entertain some questions.